This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're covering lots of things around Douglas County, and today we're going to focus on the city of Myrtle Creek that's working on plans for future success. We've got City Administrator Lonnie Rainville and Mayor Matthew Hall both in. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely glad to be here.
Thank you, Kyle.
So, recently announced a community-driven revitalization effort aimed at kind of creating a long-term vision and a strategic success plan for Myrtle Creek. Lonnie, where did this idea come from? Talk about how it's involved.
Yeah, so the city of Myrtle Creek has an urban renewal district, and we were talking about what we wanted to do within the district. We have some funding that's been building up there, and as we had those discussions, it just kind of morphed into this campaign that we really wanted to get the input from the community about what they want to see for a vision of Myrtle Creek. Started out just on for our business district, but it kind of morphed into our parks and our neighborhoods and streets, and so we decided to put this campaign together to hear from our community about what they want to see in Myrtle Creek, what they have for a vision for Myrtle Creek.
So, Matthew, what's your thoughts about this effort?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a great thing for our community and for everyone to be involved with the reshaping of our downtown and our community.
Now, of course, over the decades, every city evolves a bit. And when you're in a smaller community, things probably tend to move at a slower clip than maybe you'd like to see. How have things been doing in the past few years in Myrtle Creek?
So we have a small business district. We don't have a lot of area for growth, for manufacturing, for commercial, new commercial coming in. And so we've really focused on the small business and trying to revitalize, kind of rejuvenate within our downtown. We have several buildings that are vacant. And so we are trying to attract small business to take over those vacant buildings. And that's part of the urban renewal program to try and incentivize new business owners to come in, put a business in those buildings, and hopefully rejuvenate that downtown.
And do you feel like there's some potential as well for businesses that maybe aren't necessarily, or maybe a combination of direct customer traffic coming in, but also people that would locate there that might have businesses that are online, for example?
We've had that discussion with several, and they want to be able to do that online presence, kind of the direction things are going. And so, to be able to have like a wholesale, but also have the storefront, that's one of the things from the city standpoint. We want to make sure that there's an avenue for people to come in and bring in tourism into the city. So we're open to both, but would really want to see that storefront on the main street.
And you mentioned wanting to hear from pretty much everybody in the community, right?
That's correct, yes. There's actually three groups that we're going to be trying to get information from. The first one we're kicking off is our local community citizens, primarily the group that live in the 97457 zip code, which would include Tri-City and Myrtle Creek. So, and that's the first group we want to talk to. But we also want to hear from our business community. And so after we get done getting the survey information from our citizens, we're going to focus on our business community and kind of go through the same process and try and hear from the business group. What do they want to see? How can we make business in Myrtle Creek easier, better? How can we track that? And then the third one is actually to have a perspective from visitors, trying to bring a group in from who haven't been to Myrtle Creek or just visitors to Myrtle Creek and get their input, kind of a first impressions of what is Myrtle Creek. So those are the three groups we're targeting.
And do you have a lot of people that have businesses in Myrtle Creek? Do they all tend to live there too?
Most of them do, yes. Not all, but a high significant number of them, yes.
So Matthew, as mayor, what's your role in all this?
I like to sit back and put most of the work on Lonnie. Lonnie is a great asset for our community, great for our city. He does all the groundwork. He's on this all the time. I just like to be a part of it and spearhead the to try to get our community involved and make this a success.
So as your council, I imagine, spent some time going over this idea.
Yes. Yep. And we have a great city council. one of the things that we've done, or one of the things that's happened this particular year, we had two longtime counselors that had, they wanted to retire and do their own things. So we lost Susan Harris, who was a longtime counselor, and Bill Burnett, who was a longtime counselor, and they've been replaced by Rick Held and Kathy Ragg, who are community members. So our council is all, we just set our council goals, and everybody kind of has the same idea as far as moving forward and looking forward to rejuvenating our community.
So Lonnie, talk about what organization you've enlisted to help with all this.
So Lotus Communications is the contractor that we're working with. They've been a great partner. They put together the landing page, the press releases. They're helping us with the survey and the messaging that we want to get out about this endeavor. So been a great partner with Lotus.
Now, Imagine Myrtle Creek is the project theme. How did you pick that?
Actually, that came from Lotus Communications. They had a number of ideas for how we could brand this, and they sent those to me, and we kind of reviewed them within the city, and that's the one that kind of stuck.
So, Matthew, when you hear Imagine Myrtle Creek, what do you think of?
And it's just what it says. Imagine what you want your community to be. You know, everybody has their own ideas, and we just want to kind of get all these and focus towards a main idea and get it accomplished.
How important, Lonnie, do you think it is to do something like this and really kind of create a larger plan for the future?
I think it's extremely important. You know, right now we can go off and, you know, from a city standpoint and think we're going the right direction and not be on the same page of what our community's members want. We can miss the target. So it's vital that we get that information from the citizens of the community, the business community, and again, those visitors that come in is also very important. So it helps us set the stage for having the information that we need to be able to put that path forward to putting the work together to make Myrtle Creek a success.
As you were considering doing this, did you talk to people in other communities perhaps that have done similar things?
Yeah, Oregon has the Main Street program, and so we tapped several other cities that have done similar things like this, and that messaging and getting out to the public and getting that input from the public is critical on setting a path like this. So that was the messaging that we got back from most of the communities we talked with, is make sure you get that strong input from your community.
Now, are you guys part of the Myrtle part of the Main Street program?
We are, yes.
Yes.
So what kinds of things come out of that?
So we do several small projects. One of the things that we've done is we have banners on the bridge. So when you come into Myrtle Creek, you have the welcome banners. And so we've purchased those for the city that hang those. So each season we change those out. There was benches that we've put out along the sidewalks and on the main street. Some of the events that we've helped put on, we have done the Cork and Keg Walk in November of each year. That's kind of one of our big fundraisers that helps fund some of these other items. And then we've also partnered with the city, and we've put on the Main Street's put on the Movies in the Park series. This past year was the first year that we did that, so it's good success.
So under this Imagine Myrtle Creek project theme, what are the first steps?
So the first step is to have those meetings with the community. And so those are starting next week. So we have a series of meetings next week, and then we have a week off, and then we have another set of meetings that we'll be talking with the community. We have a website established, and on that website starting next week is where our survey is going to be located. So we're asking the community members to go out, take that survey so we can collect the data of what they want to see in Myrtle Creek. What do you want in your downtown? What do you want the city to focus on as far as streets or parks? And what do you want your neighborhoods to look like? So we're just going to do that collection of information from our community. Once we have all that information, then we'll look for a contractor, a consultant to help us with then framing the path forward. But that first step is to get that information.
And where will these meetings be at?
They're at the Myrtle Creek Community Center.
And where is that?
That is located at
245 Northwest 2nd Avenue.
Now, one of the things about small towns, they looked at their notes, but when you're in a small town, you know where everything is, but you don't necessarily think about what street is it on. Is that right?
You got it. It's just up from City Hall.
There you go. We're going to talk more about Imagine Myrtle Creek when we come back. We've got Mayor Matthew Hald and City Administrator Lonnie Rayville. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking about Imagine Myrtle Creek. City Administrator Lonnie Rayville and Mayor Matthew Hald at Myrtle Creek in this afternoon. So, Lonnie, how long have you been in Myrtle Creek?
I have been in Myrtle Creek most of my life. I went graduated from South Uncle High School. Went away for a few years to attend college, came back, and raised both my two kids there, my two daughters. So I've been, I'm pretty much a lifer in Myrtle Creek.
And Matthew, what about you?
I've been here since 2016. So
a newer person, how'd you end up here?
Let me see. So I grew up little town of St. Helens up north. Moved down this way. My wife got a job with Douglas County that brought us down here. And this is where we are now.
And so that's an interesting contrast for decades of living in a community and just several years. That probably gives you guys different perspectives sometimes about ideas from doing things.
It does. And I've been around enough communities to where it's kind of nice to be able to have the ability to see what's working in different communities. And you can kind of borrow some things that are working in other communities and make them our own.
Now, I understand, Lonnie, you're going to be using a university impressions program as part of this?
Yeah, so the University of New Hampshire had a program called First Impressions. And what they did is they developed a program where communities would partner up with neighboring communities, ask those neighboring communities to come in, have their citizens come in. They had a survey, and they would just come into town and basically give their first impression of what the town had. So when you come in, you know, what the street signs look like, how are the streets, any empty buildings along Main Street, how were the business owners when you went into their businesses. So really to get that first impression, and then they use that information to help build their downtown. And so it was really focused on the Main Street, but that's what that program is. So we took a little piece of that and kind of tweaked it and created what we're doing.
Are you troubled at all with sometimes having buildings that have been vacant for a long time and just the perception that provides?
Yes, and that's something that's been a concern of the city of Myrtle Creek, the government, but also the citizens. We hear it quite frequently that, you know, why can't somebody put a business in there? And a lot of times what we have is we have business owners or building owners that don't live in the community any longer. They live even out of state. And so trying to get them to get invested into the community is very difficult. And so what we're going to try and do is reach out to those individuals, see if they're willing to turn those buildings to a local buyer so that we can get businesses into them. So, but yeah, it is an issue.
And is there even the potential, especially as some of the housing patterns shift, about turning some of those into housing?
We actually have a program now that allows for secondary use for apartments. So if they have a primary business like on the main floor, a lot of our buildings along Main Street are two stories. So the downstairs could be the retail commercial, and then the upstairs, absolutely, we're approving those as apartments or secondary use apartments.
So when you look around the community, what do you see as the bright spots for Myrtle Creek right now?
For me, I would say that we have a hidden gem with our golf course. A community our size having a full 18-hole golf course, there's just not many of them. So I think that's a hidden gem that we really need to capitalize on. Our park system, we have a great park system. We have an RV park. We have a disc golf course. And then just the natural beauty of Myrtle Creek and the surrounding area. I think those are kind of the attributes that Myrtle Creek has.
So Matthew is a new person, relatively. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
First thing I did when I drove into Myrtle Creek for the first time, the architecture of the main bridge coming into town is just beautiful. Getting into town, noticing the amount of green space and parks that we have available in the city limits, And the city crews do such a great job with maintaining those with such a small staff. The other thing I would say is, you know, that you notice right away that this community wouldn't survive without the amount of people from the community that are involved with, you know, different events and helping and volunteering. So it's nice to have that small town come togetherness and make things work for everyone.
So when you drove into town the very first time, did you look around and say, I'm going to be the mayor someday?
Had no idea that was going to happen. It didn't even cross my mind. So when we did find a home, and it was in the city, and we moved in, and there was one of my neighbors was a councilman, and one of the person that I bought the house from, they were on Parks Commission. So first they got me harangued into being on Parks Commission. So that lasted about 3 months. And then no one filed to be mayor. So my councilman neighbor, he approached me and said, hey, what do you think about if you got this position, would you accept the position of mayor? And I thought, well, heck, why not?
So you'd lived in Myrtle Creek for how long then?
Year and a half at that point.
Do you think that everybody actually knew who you were by that point?
I don't think anybody knew who I was. I'll be honest with you. You know, and I have a small business of my own, and I was trying to establish and get going here in our community. And, you know, the councilman, he said that, you don't have to worry about that. It's just a matter of getting the most write-in votes. And so he said, you don't worry about that. I'll go out and tell people who you are. So, and sure enough, election time rolled around. I had the most write-in votes, so I became mayor.
So not even an official candidate, but as a write-in.
Write-in, yeah, yeah. My second term, and then I ran unopposed the second term, so that was a little easier.
So Lonnie, how do you grow a city, especially a community of about 3,500, and maintain the small town feel that you all like, but still have growth? How do you balance that?
You have to do it slowly. One of the things that I have found is if you try and push too hard and too fast, you will get pushback from your community. So you need to make sure that you do it at a pace that the community is willing to accept. And so I think we've been able to do that. I think that our community has a desire to see that growth. And when I say growth, it's mainly in businesses coming into the existing buildings. Unfortunately, with Myrtle Creek, we don't have a lot of space for commercial to add. But it's bringing that business into existing buildings. So, but yeah, you have to do it at a pace that the community is willing to accept.
Now, how far south do the actual city boundaries go?
So our city boundaries, we have about a 2.5 mile city limits. And there's a small retail store that has a Ray's shopping center. We're just right past that. But our urban growth boundary goes all the way to exit 103. So from 108 to 103.
So quite a bit of space there. And as part of this survey and this work, you're really talking about more than just the actual city limits then?
We are. We're looking at that full area from exit 108 to 103 and actually further north all the way to Clark's Branch.
And as you've begun or getting ready to begin this process, what are you especially looking forward to?
I'm really excited to hear about what the community wants to see in Myrtle Creek. I think, you know, you hear bits and pieces of what, you know, certain groups want to see. But as all that information starts to come in, all those surveys start to come in to start seeing a pattern of what our community wants Myrtle Creek to look like. What that vision can look like. That's what I'm excited about, is to see what that kind of unfolds and how that starts to shape up.
And how important was it to go out and get kind of some professional guidance and help versus just kind of trying to do it yourself?
It's very important, especially when you're setting up the media, getting the word out, setting up the landing pages for an endeavor like this. Putting out the publicity, having somebody to help you with that is very important for us. I mean, we're a small town, we're a small department, really don't have that expertise, so having that group to come in and help us along with that was very important.
And in fact, how many employees do you have with the city of Myrtle Creek?
We have 24 total.
So everybody is probably doing more than one actual job.
Yes. Everybody wears multiple hats there. I deal with city administrator, but I also handle the planning for the city. our public works. They cross over and they do streets, sewer, water. Some do treatment as well as working on the in the public works out in the field. So yeah, we wear multiple hats. All of us do.
And do you have a lot of employees that have also been in Myrtle Creek for a long time?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of long-term employees there, multiple generation of families. Yeah.
So as you get ready for Imagine Myrtle Creek, again, remind folks when these meetings are going to be coming up and some of the timelines.
So yeah, the first set of meetings come up next week. So we are looking at Wednesday the 19th. We have a 9 o'clock meeting. Thursday, February 20th, we have a 2:30 and a 6 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we have, which is February 22nd, we have a 2 o'clock meeting. And you can always go to that landing page, which is Imagine Myrtle Creek.
All right. You'll be hearing more about that. Lonnie Rainville, the city administrator, Matthew Hall, the mayor of Myrtle Creek, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.